Ever feel like you're kind of, stuck on autopilot, just going through the motions, but that inner spark's kind of like fizzled out?
Oh, tell me about it. We've all been there.
Well, get ready because this deep dive is all about jump-starting that inner drive. We're diving into Praxis Novum's personal inspiration self-assessment.
Ah, Praxis Novum. Always ahead of the curve, those guys. What I like about their approach is it's not about beating yourself up for not being perfect.
Right, like no one's got time for that kind of negativity.
It's about, like, really getting to know your own personal motivation style. We all have different operating systems, right? This helps you decode yours.
Okay, so less one-size-fits-all, more like custom-tailored motivation.
Exactly. And this assessment, it breaks it down into 5 key areas. It all starts with, get this, daily positivity.
Okay, so not just like plastering on a fake smile and pretending everything's peachy.
No, no, no. It's deeper than that. It's about cultivating that inner spark, that baseline energy that helps you face the day head on. Praxis Novum argues this is the foundation.
Gotcha. So like if my motivation's a fire, daily positivity is the kindling.
Perfect analogy. I love it. Mm. And that brings us to internal motivation, the engine that drives us toward our goals.
Ooh. Yeah, this is where I think I might need some help. I'm great at starting things, but that initial, like, burst of energy, it fades.
Happens to the best of us. The assessment helps you understand why. Some people, they need to break down goals into smaller chunks.
Bite-sized pieces, manageable.
Exactly. Others, they need to connect with that deeper why behind their goals, that intrinsic motivation that keeps them going even when things get tough.
So it's not just about setting any old goals, it's about finding the ones that really light your fire.
100%. And you know what's super interesting? Section 3, self-confidence. This isn't about being cocky, it's about believing in your ability to handle whatever life throws your way.
Oh man, that inner critic can be brutal though.
Tell me about it. But this assessment, it helps you explore how you handle challenges and setbacks. Those moments when self-doubt can either hold you back or, and this is key, propel you forward.
It's like turning down the volume on that negative voice and cranking up your inner cheerleader.
Yes. And that ties right into energy and engagement.
Mm-hmm.
This is about how present you feel in your everyday life. Are you genuinely jazzed about what you're doing? Or just going through the motions?
Because seriously, who wants to feel drained and uninspired all the time?
Right. Life's too short. This assessment helps you identify those energy zappers and find ways to make things more, well, engaging.
Okay, so we've got our foundation of daily positivity, the engine of internal motivation, the guiding force of self-confidence, and the energy to make it all happen. What's the final piece?
It's reflection and progress. It's not enough to just set goals and hope for the best, right?
Definitely not. Been there, done that, didn't work.
We need to check in with ourselves regularly, celebrate our wins, no matter how small. And this is important, learn from our setbacks. Praxis Novum, they're big on this. Ongoing reflection is crucial for sustainable growth and motivation.
So it's like taking your motivation to the next level, turning it from a quick sprint into a marathon, huh?
Perfectly put.
Okay, so how does the scoring work with this assessment? Is it like those online quizzes where you find out what kind of pizza topping you are?
Full disclosure, I'm definitely a pineapple on pizza kind of person.
I can see it.
No, it's not about labeling you. Remember, it's about understanding where you're at right now. You rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 for each statement, 5 being strongly agree and 1 being strongly disagree.
Straightforward stuff.
Then you add up your points from all 5 sections and boom, you've got your total score.
Okay, so no judgment, just honest self-reflection. Got it. So let's say you've taken the assessment, you've tallied up those points, and you're ready to see what it all means. Praxis Novum breaks it down into 4 scoring ranges, each with its own set of insights and advice, which is super helpful.
Love that. Because what good is a treasure map if you don't know what to do with the treasure, right?
Right. So let's start with the highest scorers, those who racked up 71 to 85 points. They're probably like already halfway through their to-do list before they even get out of bed in the morning. Well, they're definitely onto something, those high scorers.
All right, so we're talking about the folks who scored a cool 71 to 85 on the Praxis Novum assessment. These are the people who probably like have their morning coffee already brewed before their alarm even goes off, right?
They're definitely a motivated bunch, that's for sure. And while they've got a lot going for them, what Praxis Novum emphasizes is it's not about just coasting on that natural drive. It's about, you know, taking it up a notch.
So like if you're already rocking it, what's the secret sauce to keep that momentum going? Praxis Novum, they're big on setting stretch goals. What's that all about?
Stretch goals, I like to think of them as like the mental equivalent of a challenging workout.
Oh, okay. So not for the faint of heart.
Exactly. It's about pushing past your comfort zone, seeing what you're truly capable of. Because let's be honest, if you're not growing, you're kind of like stuck.
Totally. And who wants to be stuck, especially when you have the potential to do amazing things?
Right. But it's not just about setting those big, hairy, audacious goals. It's also about taking the time to, you know, really reflect on your progress. Praxis Novum suggests maybe carve out some time each week, even just for a few minutes. Look back on what you've accomplished.
It's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and forget to celebrate the wins, you know? But, like, actually acknowledging how far you've come, that's huge for staying motivated.
Huge. So, for our high achievers out there, keep that momentum going, set those sights high, and don't forget to enjoy the journey. Celebrate those victories along the way.
Love it. Okay, that's fantastic advice for the high flyers. But what about those of us who scored, say, in the 55 to 70 range? Solid foundation, but maybe feeling like there's room for improvement? What's Praxis Novum's take on that?
This group, they're really interesting because they're not necessarily struggling, but they might hit those motivation plateaus sometimes, you know, or have trouble staying consistent. Like, they've got all the ingredients, but haven't quite mastered the recipe.
Like that sourdough starter I tried to make during, you know, the whole quarantine baking phase.
Right.
All the potential was there, but I could not, for the life of me, get that thing to rise consistently.
Okay, I feel that. Maybe baking isn't your forte, but I get your point. Sometimes it's about those smaller steps, right?
Totally. You got to break it down.
Exactly. One thing Praxis Novum recommends for this group is, like, really fine-tuning those goal-setting skills. They suggest breaking those larger goals down into smaller, more manageable steps.
Oh, I'm all about those bite-sized victories.
Right. It's like, imagine trying to climb a mountain. If you're constantly looking at the peak, it can feel super overwhelming.
Oh, don't even get me started on mountains. I once went hiking with this friend who was convinced this trail was, quote, beginner-friendly. Let's just say it did not end well.
Okay, maybe mountains aren't your thing. Got it. But you see my point. Sometimes the key is to focus on the next step, the next trail marker,
yeah,
that next achievable milestone.
It's like enjoying the journey instead of just fixating on the summit. Okay, breaking down goals, that's huge for this group. What else does Praxis Novum suggest?
Well, let's face it, life throws curveballs, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Exactly. That's why they also emphasize building resilience, learning how to bounce back from those inevitable setbacks.
Okay, easier said than done, though, right?
Yeah.
It's so easy to let those setbacks completely derail you. How do we actually reframe those, like, quote, failures as learning experiences?
It starts with a little perspective shift. Instead of viewing challenges as these big, scary roadblocks, try to see them as opportunities for growth. Imagine you're a detective solving a case. Each setback, each dead end, it's bringing you closer to cracking the code.
Okay, I'm picturing myself in a trench coat right now, magnifying glass in hand. I could get behind this detective analogy.
There you go. Embrace the challenge, ask questions, learn from each experience. Now, remember, we talked about positivity earlier. It plays a huge role in this whole resilience and motivation game.
Oh, yeah. Cultivating that positive mindset is so key. But sometimes it feels like a lot easier said than done. Any practical tips from Praxis Novum on, you know, how to actually make that happen?
They actually suggest something super simple. Start a gratitude journal.
Ooh, I love this.
Right? Just take a few minutes each day to jot down a couple of things you're grateful for, big or small. Doesn't matter. It really can shift your whole perspective.
It's wild how such a small thing, you know, just taking a minute to appreciate the good stuff can totally shift your mood. I actually started a gratitude journal a while back. Life changer.
Right. Those little habits, they can really add up. Speaking of small steps, let's talk about the folks who scored in that 41 to 54 range. They might be feeling a little stuck, you know, like their motivation's there, but it's not quite firing on all cylinders.
Like they've got all the ingredients for a killer campfire, but someone forgot the matches.
Uh-huh. I love that analogy. And here's the thing. Praxis Novum gets it. They know that finding consistent motivation, it's not always easy. They recognize that some people might feel uninspired, easily distracted, or just plain burnt out. But here's the key, and this is huge. Don't beat yourself up about it.
Give yourself a break, right? We've all been there.
Totally. Start where you are. And a great starting point is figuring out your why. What truly inspires you? What gets you fired up, makes you feel alive?
Because when you're genuinely excited about something, I mean, the motivation, it just kind of flows.
100%. Praxis Novum, they even have this cool exercise. Write down three things that bring you joy, things that make you feel really fulfilled.
Okay, I like this. Simple but effective.
Right. Then think about ways to bring those things into your daily life, or maybe even align your goals with those passions.
It's like finding that sweet spot where your interests and your values, they all kind of come together.
Exactly. And hey, if you're on a path that doesn't lead to that sweet spot, maybe it's time to switch gears, explore something new.
Love that.
Now, for those who feel overwhelmed by the thought of setting these big, huge goals.
Oh, trust me, I feel that.
Praxis Novum's advice is simple. Start small.
Small steps. I can handle that.
Exactly. Pick one task you can do today. Break it down into little chunks. And here's the key. Celebrate each little win along the way.
Sometimes all it takes is a little pat on the back or, you know, a little treat to keep you going.
Totally. And, you know, sometimes our own minds could be our worst enemies, right?
Oh, tell me about it. That inner critic does not know when to quit.
So Praxis Novum, they suggest trying out mindfulness to help quiet that negative self-talk.
Mindfulness, I've heard good things. I feel like everyone and their mother is talking about mindfulness these days.
For good reason. Mm. Even a few minutes a day of focusing on your breath, just observing your thoughts without judgment, can make a huge difference.
So it's about like training your brain to be more aware of the negativity and choosing a more positive perspective.
Exactly. And remember how we talked about the power of your environment, the people you surround yourself with?
Oh, yeah, those energy vampires, they'll drain you dry.
No kidding. So surround yourself with good vibes, positive people, whether it's friends, family, even the books you read or the podcasts you listen to, make it uplifting.
It's like giving your mental diet a serious upgrade.
Yes. Now, for all you routine lovers out there, Praxis Novum suggests create a simple daily schedule. Even if it's just a few small tasks, having some structure can work wonders.
Structure and routine, it's like a comforting hug for your brain.
Right. And speaking of things that are comforting, remember how we talked about setbacks?
Oh, those pesky things. Like speed bumps on the road to success.
They happen to everyone no matter what. The magic is in reframing those failures as learning opportunities.
That whole growth mindset thing, right? Embrace the bumps.
You got it. And finally, remember to prioritize self-care. Getting enough sleep, fueling your body with good food, moving your body, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It's essential for your energy and your mood.
It's hard to feel motivated when you're running on fumes.
No kidding. So no matter where you landed on that self-assessment, remember this. Your score, it's not a label. It's not defining you.
It's like that super awkward first photo on your driver's license. Not the most flattering, but hey, gets you on the road.
Exactly. And that's what matters. It's all about the journey.
Well said. This deep dive has been amazing. So to all our listeners out there, we hope this journey through Praxis Novum's personal inspiration self-assessment has sparked some ideas and inspired you to take charge of your own motivation.
And remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. So what's one small step you can take today to unlock your inner drive and create a more energized, fulfilling life? We'd love to hear your thoughts.